Despite the success of the online auction company eBay, many people with stuff to sell don't have time to post it on the internet. Laura Seidel reports a new company can help.
Just in case anyone was wondering, being famous doesn't disqualify you from having an overstuffed garage. Just ask musician Thomas Dolby, best known for his 1983 hit, She Blinded Me with Science.
I've had a lot of musical equipment that's been cluttering up my garage and on my insurance since about, 1903, I think.
Well, not quite that long. But Dolby decided it was time to get rid of his collection of old microphones, speakers, synthesizers, a load of stuff, undoubtedly worth thousands of dollars. So he's brought it all here to Auction Drop's drop-off center in San Carlos, California.
Are you checking the dimensions?
Yeah.
Auction Drop is a service that helps people like Dolby put their goods up for sale on eBay.
I wouldn't have wanted to have dealt with people inquiring about the equipment myself. Certainly wouldn't have wanted to deal with shipping it out and so on. And I'm not really aware of the value on it, so I wouldn't have known where to set the reserves or anything like that.
Auction Drop takes care of everything. Pricing, posting digital photos of the goods, running the auction and sending out the items to the buyer. And people bring in just about everything. Heather Dahl has a bundle of about 24 designer suits. She lifts up a melon-colored Chanel jacket and skirt.
My best friend said, don't buy it because the color, you'll tire of it. It's one of those things that you wear it once, you can't be seen in it again too soon. They'll all remember you in it.
Auction Drop will take between 20 and 38% of the sale price of Dahl's suits. Plus, she must pay the eBay seller's fee, which can be as much as 5.25%. But Dahl says when you've got an overly full closet and not a lot of time, it's worth it.
Where else do you take them? Goodwill? Or put an ad in the paper? I don't have the time or the effort for any of that, so I thought, well, I'll just drop it off at eBay.
Auction Drop does require that items be in good enough shape to sell. No moth-infested sweaters here. The company, which has no corporate affiliation with eBay, opened this San Carlos-based storefront drop-off center last March. Since then, it's opened two other storefronts in Los Altos and Menlo Park. The company plans to open 16 more early next year in the Bay Area and Los Angeles. The main hub of Auction Drop is a warehouse in San Carlos. Every day, hundreds of items pass through this center.
5 Royal Albert cups and saucers, some Gorham water goblets. Here's a lot of Road and Track magazines from 1971 to 1980.
Randy Adams, the CEO and founder of Auction Drop, stands beside a conveyor belt that moves the items past staff appraisers and photographers who take them off for snapshots.
Experts at collectibles, people who are experts at consumer electronics, they'll take the item, pull it off, and they'll sit down and write a description for it.
Adams got the idea for this company because he, too, could have been a customer. He had an overfull attic, and his wife suggested he get rid of some of the items on eBay.
I went out and I discovered, you know, it's not that easy. So I thought, gee, it would be really great if there was a service where I could just drop something off. And my wife said, well, there isn't one. Why don't you do one?
Adams, who's had 25 years of experience as an entrepreneur, realized this was a good idea. He raised more than $6 million in venture capital. This year, Adams expects the company to take in $3 million in revenue and to turn a profit by next year. But the idea is so good, there are already competitors. For example, this month, PostNet International franchise in Nevada will begin testing similar eBay drop-off sites at its franchises in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dan Pink, an independent business analyst and author of Free Agent Nation, says it makes perfect sense that businesses which help people use eBay are springing up now. He says despite news of the web's demise, the internet is actually moving into another creative phase that's more practical and financially realistic.
eBay, I think, has worked marvelously well, and some other internet businesses have worked marvelously well. But as they've become part of the fabric of our lives as consumers, we're saying, wow, you know, maybe this can be even better. And those first incarnations are often, they're very, very powerful. But we realize, wow, these are really just first incarnations, and they're often very primitive.
For example, says Pink, Apple Computer is finally developing a money-making model for selling music online. And while pure online grocers didn't work, many established markets like Safeway and Albertsons are successfully adding online sales and delivery. Meanwhile, eBay is pleased the companies are sprouting up to help sellers. It's even set up a directory so that customers can find businesses like AuctionDrop to assist them in selling on the site. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.